Hello and welcome to episode 2 of The Pig's Ear, the podcast that helps you improve your listening skills. Improve your listening skills. My name is Patrick Jackson. I'm talking to you from Nagoya, Japan. I'm an English teacher, and this story is called Parrots in Pakistan. 20 years ago, I travelled to Pakistan. Let me tell you about the day I tried to make some money by selling parrots. This was a very bad idea, as you'll soon see. But why would an Irishman in Pakistan want to sell birds? And who would buy them? Let me explain. In Pakistan, people think it's very lucky to let a bird go. Outside all of the hospitals are people selling birds. When you go to visit a sick relation, you release a bird and the bird flies away, and this gives you good luck. I thought it would be a good idea to sell birds to gamblers at the race course who were betting money on horses. On Friday evening, I went to the bird market with my friend Khan and bought 50 parrots in a big cage. That night, we left them in the car, in their cage, because they were so noisy. And the next morning, we got up to go to the race course. Oh my goodness, what did we see? The car was full of parrots. They had all escaped from their cage. It was very hot outside, and I had to get into the car, close all the doors, and catch the parrots and put them back in their cage. It was terrible. They pecked me and scratched me and got under the seats, and they were sitting on the steering wheel and on the dashboard, and there was parrot poo everywhere. It was a nightmare. Anyway, eventually I got them all back in the cage and we set off for the race course. I had made some signs which said, "Release a lucky Irish parrot, and all your betting dreams will come true." When we got to the race course, I carried the cage and the signs and set them up near the place where people placed their bets. It was very, very busy, and soon there was a big crowd of people around wondering what this strange foreigner was doing. But one by one they started to buy the parrots and let them go, and they flew away out across the race course. One man who had let go one of the lucky Irish parrots won a large amount of money, and he came back and shook my hand and gave me a big bunch of banknotes. I'm sorry to say the story has a sad ending, however, because as the day got hotter and hotter, the parrots got more and more tired, and eventually the parrots couldn't fly properly and flew lower and lower over the heads of the people in the crowd, and even started to crash occasionally into people. One or two of the parrots even died in the cage. I must say, looking back on this now, I feel ashamed of how cruel it was. Maybe I won't be so lucky for being so unkind to these parrots, and maybe their spirits will come back and haunt me. I hope not.
Pretty Polly! Pretty Polly! Pretty Polly! Pretty Polly!
That is the end of the story. Now please try to answer these easy questions. Question 1. When did Patrick visit Pakistan? Question 2. What do some people in Pakistan do for good luck? Question 3. What is Patrick's Pakistani friend called? Question 4. How many parrots did Patrick buy? Question 5. What happened during the night? Question 6. What lie was written on Patrick's sign? Question 7. What did the lucky man give to Patrick? Question 8. What happened to the parrots as the day got hotter? Question 9. How does Patrick feel about this business now? Question 10. What is he worried about? I hope you can answer the questions. That is the end of episode 2 of the podcast. Please check back for the next episode of The Pig's Ear, broadcast to you by Patrick Jackson from Nagoya, Japan. Thank you very much. Goodbye.